This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to moves toward a resolution of a standoff in the energy industry. For 7 weeks now, coal miners in Harlan County, Kentucky have blocked rail lines and stopped coal from getting to market until they get paid. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The miners and the mining company Black Jewel are in good faith negotiations, according to a document filed by the two sides in federal court. Back in July, Black Jewel declared bankruptcy and bounced paychecks for more than 1,000 miners. Miners then blocked coal trains from leaving a Kentucky mine. The issue is in bankruptcy court, but now attorney Ned Pillersdorf, representing the miners, says it's time to talk a deal.
If you're a wage earner in bankruptcy court, it's like being in a funeral home. Nobody leaves happy. And what I would like to do is get these out-of-work miners fully compensated for the work they did.
He says the miners are tired. But as the coal sits there, time is working against Black Jewel, too, says Clark Williams-Derry at the Sightline Institute think tank.
The coal cards are open. The coal just sort of degrades with weather and time and exposure to the sun. So the longer it sits there, the less the coal itself is worth.
Still, he says, even if the two sides agree to ship the coal and pay the workers, it's unclear if Black Jewel mines will reopen in Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.